Good evening to everyone. My name is Jeremy Moore, and I'd like to officially welcome everyone to tonight's Prepaid Legal More Success Team conference call. We've got an absolutely fantastic call lined up for you guys tonight with some dynamic trainers and presenters and brand new executive directors. And, well, there's just a great deal of information going to be shared, so I'm going to start talking and go straight out to Durant, Oklahoma, to Platinum's executive director, six-figure income earner, millionaire club member. But most importantly, he's my dad, and that's Mr. Randy Moore. Dad, are you there?
I am, Jeremy. Thanks for having me on. You know, it's convention week. We've been waiting for this for a very long time. It's where thousands of prepaid legal associates from all over North America, they're going to be convening at the convention center there in Oklahoma City. And we're just extremely excited about this year's event. You know, I want to go ahead and announce that on Friday during the first session, about 2 p.m., Ken, Randy, and Jeremy Moore will be on stage representing three generations of Millionaire Club member success in prepaid legal. And it's always an honor when our family can actually come together and talk about the different generations that have had tremendous success with your company, Prepaid Legal. After our special guest speaker and trainer tonight, you're going to be hearing from a brand new bronze executive director on our More Success team and some more information on our More Success team breakout session, which is going to be held on Sunday at the Skirvin Hilton Hotel, just right across the street from the convention center. But I also want to congratulate our More Success team for having the top four recruiters in prepaid legal in the entire company last week. The number four person was Renee Ortega. She's from Hawaii. And then Elsa Ortega's from Hawaii and Demetrio Ortega, all three, the number four, three, and two people in prepaid, all from Hawaii. And, of course, the number one top recruiter, Mr. Travis Anderson. He's been on the top of the list several weeks in a row now, so we're very, very proud of him. He's a bronze executive director out of Utah. But to introduce tonight's special guest speaker, I want to go all the way to Ada, Oklahoma, to an original Millionaire Club member, a $500,000 ring earner, the executive vice president of Prepaid Legal, and, of course, the leader of our More Success team, and that is none other than Mr. Ken Moore. Are you on the call, Mr. Moore?
Can you hear me, Randy?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Oh, I tell you what, I'm excited to have this gentleman on tonight, Randy. He's a powerhouse. He's a great friend of ours. He's just all outright good guy, good worker, Platinum Executive Director, and I don't know what exactly Platinum is right now, probably $250,000 ring earner, $300,000 income earner, Millionaire Club member, Players Club member. I could just go on and on, but it's my honor and my privilege to introduce Mr. John Hoffman. John?
Thank you so much, Ken. I tell you what, as always, it's just an honor to be on the phone with you and the team, and I got to figure out how I can get in this family tree, the legacy that the three generations of Moores are putting up there. And even better yet, I think with everybody listening in, you know, you listen to the call and you listen to Jeremy welcoming everybody. I think right out of the gate, what do you realize? You realize that, hey, I'm part of a family. I'm part of a family that likes to have fun. I'm part of a group of individuals that are committed to the simple daily disciplines, the principles, the values to build a business. But more importantly, they're committed to serving the interests of the team, and they like to have fun doing it. And it's an honor to be on the call with not only all of the Moores, but, you know, I heard Jimmy Parrish is out there and had a chance to work with and get to know Jimmy over the years. What a great leader. I heard Harold Pinson was on the phone out there, and just what a good friend, what a great leader certainly Harold has been. And as a 12-year veteran in prepaid legal, I first just want to say thanks to, you know, Ken and certainly all of the individuals who traveled this road before you and I did, to Ken and all of the individuals who were willing to persevere and, you know, make the journey for you and I easier when certainly times were really, really difficult. I sometimes think about, you know, a couple of no's that we get here and there or a couple of excuses or a couple of objections that come our way. And I think, you know, who am I to ever whine or complain or get upset, you know, compared to what the early pioneers went through, you know, in the middle to late 80s to early 90s. And so I think any time that we get an opportunity to thank those that have traveled before us is certainly something that is worthwhile, because they've paved the way for all of us to have a lot of things that we have. And, you know, certainly, Ken, say hello to Shirlene. We know that she's the biggest asset on the team, and tell her I said hello, all right?
Well, she always likes to hear from younger guys. I tell you, John, it's a privilege to always have you. We count you a true friend. And, you know, I'm getting a little older, but a little gray in my temple, you know, but I still got a little pep in the step, a little fire in the burner down there. So we're going to be around a few more years yet, but this is 27 years for me. But it's people like you coming on that makes it worthwhile. You know, I always look at younger folks like you, Jeremy, and even Randy, even though Randy's getting pretty old, I tell you. But it makes me feel good to know that the best opportunity is yet ahead of us. The very best of all things is yet to come. And not often in life can you look and say the best is yet to come. So, John, I'm going to let you go ahead, but thank you, my friend, for being on the call tonight.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, Randy can't afford to get too old. He's got Jeremy chasing right behind him. So, you know, he's going to be staying busy. And I just tell you, you know, maybe just a couple of comments tonight, and I bring this to you because of a call that we've had the last couple of days on some of our leadership calls, and I hope the women on the phone can bear with me for a minute because I want to draw a couple of analogies. We're in the middle of March Madness, and, you know, we heard a great story today from Larry Frommey from the Frommey Law Firm about, you know, Virginia Commonwealth and kind of the Cinderella story of you know, NCAA basketball. And, you know, I can take an example not too long ago of LeBron James leaving the Cleveland Cavaliers to go to the Miami Heat, and everybody's talking about the dream team. They're talking about Dwayne Wade and Bosh and LeBron James. And, you know, recently we heard about, you know, Carmelo Anthony and a guy named Billups going to the New York Knicks to play with Stoudemire. I mean, we can even take Oklahoma City and take a look at what's happening up there in Oklahoma City with, you know, with the Oklahoma City Thunder and Durant and what they put together there. And, you know, I share this because, you know, what's happened in the process with all those things, and how do we draw an analogy to you and I? And, you know, there has to be preparation and there has to be practice. And when you take a look at these dream teams that are put together, you know, what happens? Well, they struggled. They struggled in, you know, getting it right. They struggled in going from the loss column to the win column. And in the process of trying to get it right, you know, the media and all these so-called experts would just make fun of them and laugh at them and say, oh, you know, they're not going to amount to be much. They're really not that good. And, you know, and this is kind of a joke. And, you know, we all know about the naysayers and the dream stealers and things like that. And, you know, what really helps these teams to gel? You know, what was it that made the Virginia Commonwealth part of the Cinderella story of the NCAA, you know, basketball tournament? What made a team like the Miami Heat become better, or you know, the Oklahoma City Thunder, or, you know, the New York Knicks, or whoever it might be? It was preparation and practice, preparation and practice. And, you know, in the process of doing all that, there has to be a plan, do, review. And so, you know, how do we really relate that to mine and your business, whether you're part-time or whether you're full-time? You know, the number one and most important thing is to understand that in order to have success, you've got to meet with struggles. You've got to meet with failure. In order to have success, you've got to be willing to do what, you know, unsuccessful people aren't willing to do. In order to have success, you've got to, you know, be able to look at the dream stealers and the naysayers and the false prophets. You got to be able to look them in the eye and say, come hell or high water, I'm going to the top. I know I've got the right vehicle. I know I've got the right team. I know I've got the right product. I know I've got the right compensation plan, and I'm going to the top. And the only thing that's keeping me from being at the top with this opportunity and this vehicle is just a little bit of time and commitment to the disciplines. In other words, I just need to practice a little bit more. I just need to prepare a little bit more. And in the process of practicing my presentation, practicing, you know, how to market a membership, practicing, you know, how to close on the opportunity, the more that I practice, the more that I prepare, the better that I'm going to get. And, you know, that's why personal development is so important, because it's not what happens to you that counts. It's what you do with what happens to you. And, you know, there's a lot of people that are going to come your way and say, you know, I saw your family tree. You're not going to amount to anything. And, you know, well, you know, you've only been used to making $30,000 a year. You want to make six figures? Oh, you're out of your mind. You need to go back and get a job at Kmart. You know, and when we can set people up for realistic expectations, when we can set people up, you know, to understand the curveballs that the market wants to throw at us, they're much more interested in committing to the price in order to achieve the promise. And I agree 100% with what Ken just said. I've been blessed to be with this company for 12 years. I have no doubt in my mind that the best is yet to come. I have no doubt in my mind that the big money hasn't been made. They're, you know, congratulations to the all the new people on the phone who have rank advanced, whether it's senior associate to manager, manager to director, director 25, director 50, maybe the new executive director. I think you'll be recognizing a new bronze executive director in a minute. Congratulations to be willing to commit to the simple disciplines, that seed time and harvest, that takes you to the promise. And I have fun as I crisscross the country because I've challenged people for 10 years. Show me an opportunity that has a better value proposition than what we have. Show me an opportunity that's better positioned in the marketplace, and I'll charter the airplane and I'll fly us out to look at that opportunity. And yet in 12 years, nobody's dare come up to me and say, hey, I think I found something. You know, what are they going to do, come up and show some coffee deal or juice deal or vitamin deal or, you know, some other, you know, two-year scam that's out there that, you know, 1,200 people are in competition with? I don't think so. You know, so the fact is we've got a very important lesson in respect to this business that each one of us have as CEOs of our company. And that is to just not take it for granted, to truly be thankful and look at, you know, what it is we're delivering to the consumers in the marketplace. I'm thankful because, you know, the recipient of this membership is going to not only be able to save their family time and money, but they're going to have absolute peace of mind and they're going to have protection and security. And I get a chance to deliver it to them. You get a chance to deliver it to them, you know, for less than a bottle of water a day. For 52 cents to $1.19 a day, they got a chance to participate in those three key benefits from what our product's all about. You know, and then you get an opportunity to introduce the opportunity every time you market a membership, because there's never been this kind of restlessness in the North American market. People are hungry for some part-time income. People are hungry to build a financial wall around their family. People are hungry to stop being a slave to the employer where somebody else dictates, you know, when you come to work, what you get paid, when you get a vacation. People are hungry for being a bigger pillar in their community. People are hungry for being more involved in their kids' lives. And that's what this opportunity, that's what this vehicle is all about. You know, so how do you persevere? How do you overcome? How do you look the dream stealers in the face and tell them, you know, to take a hike? You know, I learned a long time ago, a wealth-building principle is that, you know, what's absolutely critical is that I never buy their story. They need to buy my story. That's confidence. That's attitude. You know, that's even a little bit of arrogance, you know, and you know, so, you know, here we sit with the ability to be overcomers because we're feeding our minds. When you take a look at, you know, Ken Moore, 27 years experience, it's the wisdom that's between his ears that really counts. See, you know, he has an attitude. He has a pep in his step, like he said. He has a walk that shows confidence. When Ken goes in to make a sale, or when Ken goes in to do a PBR, or when Ken or any of the other team members, Randy or Jeremy or Jimmy or Harold or some of the others are on the phone, you've won the sale. You've won the recruiting prospect out in the parking lot. You know, everything is won with your attitude before you ever go in. And, you know, how do you really affect the attitude? Well, number one, I believe the greatest way you affect it is through Scripture. The greatest personal development book and the greatest book in my life is the Bible. I find the greatest stories and the greatest lessons in life to come from one of the greatest teachers. And, you know, I'm not going to get all spiritual here on anybody, but, you know, that's just, you know, me shooting straight with you from my heart to yours. Then what do I like to read? I like to read autobiographies. I like to read Leadership Principles by John Maxwell, Miles Monroe. I like to read, you know, stories of real people that have succeeded in life and how they persevered and how have they gone the distance. And so, you know, you only go the distance because you realize to go to the top, you've got to fail. To go to the top, you've got to pay the price. To go to the top, you got to get bloodied up every now and then. And the real fun is when we're all sitting around and talking, those are the stories we share and laugh and cry at anyway. You know, it's the journey that really makes for the great story. It's not arriving. It's not the destination. It's the journey that makes for those great campfire stories that we all get to laugh and cry at. So I hopefully will be able to see everybody out there in Oklahoma. It's still not too late to be building for this event. I'm still encouraging people, you know, no matter what, if you have to walk in, if you have to, you know, scalp a ticket there, you'll be able to do it. But it's you being at this conference that makes all the difference in the world. And so not only are we building for this, but we're in absolute preparation for the, you know, the Super Saturday coming out of this event. We're looking forward to the message and the ability to receive great information at this conference and build right into the Dallas conference. So I look forward to seeing everybody there. And with that, Ken, it's always an honor to speak to certainly you and your amazing team, and I'll throw it back to you.
Well, John, it's always good to have you on the call. Can you hear me okay? I'm always muting myself in and out, and I never know when I am.
You're great.
Okay. You know, I was just thinking, folks, 12 years has passed so very fast, hasn't it? That's the way life is. I'm glad to hear you talking about the scriptures because, you know, I read the scriptures every morning, every when I get up, and I read them every night before we go to bed. And that may not be for somebody else, but it's my way, and I don't intend to change it. I'm just a little too old to change my walk with the Lord now, John. But I do appreciate your stand, and I appreciate your advice on prepaid because you're such an outstanding gentleman and everything. But I'll be looking forward to seeing you at the convention. And, Randy, you may have some words to say to John here.
John, just one last thing. I think you've probably got to go, but we've got a few people say they're sitting on the bench right now wondering, should I go to the convention? Should I make that commitment? Somebody that's been in the business for 12 years, how important is that decision?
Well, that to me is the most important decision that a person can make. And let me try real quick with just a personal testimony. 20 years ago, actually 22 years ago now, my daughter Brielle was 2 weeks old. And this wasn't prepaid, obviously. This was my first opportunity to get involved in the direct selling industry. And I got involved with the company, and our sponsor said, look, we're having a conference, our international conference in Toronto, Canada. You guys need to be there. And I got in a fight with our sponsor, I mean, a verbal fight, saying, hey, look, my daughter was just born. She's only 2 weeks old. There's no way that we're going to commit and go across the country. I really don't have much money. And I was making all the excuses, you know, that a lot of people make. And so finally my wife and sponsor teamed up on me, and we drove from Grand Rapids, Michigan to Lansing. My wife and I got on a train from Lansing, Michigan to Toronto with our two-week-old baby, Brielle, and I went to my first conference. And I then understood and thanked my sponsor for being aggressive and doing what was uncomfortable. She did not take my no, and she did not buy my excuses. She committed to being a leader and getting me to that conference, not because it was valuable for her, because she knew what it would do for me. And that was 22 years ago, and I've built business in 7 countries. I've been in the top 1% of income earners and producers in any company that I've been with. I don't share that to brag or boast. I think most of you understand me and know me. I do share that with you because in 22 years, I have not missed a conference. And if that's my attitude and that's your leadership's attitude, then you start to understand why we work so hard to get you to these conferences. You will learn more. And please write this down, ladies and gentlemen. You will learn more this weekend in Oklahoma City. You'll learn more Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday than you will in the next 6 to 7 months. So why not get in, sharpen your axe, and come out of that conference Monday with an attitude and a belief system that is second to none, because it's your attitude and belief that will absolutely take you to the top, and there's no better place to get that attitude and belief than by being surrounded by the best of the best who are willing to invest their gifts and experiences into you. All of the people there are willing to take all of their experiences and invest them into you as either a brand new associate or a seasoned executive director. So that's kind of, Randy, I guess my best way of looking at it. You'll never not find me in the first few rows with about a half a legal pad of notes by the time Sunday rolls around.
John, you're absolutely right. In 27 years, I've missed one, and that's because that the doctor wouldn't release me from the hospital so it could go. It's absolutely necessary to be there for your success. We thank you for tonight for your comments. We appreciate you being on. We're looking forward to seeing you, my friend.
Everybody be blessed, and see you guys in Oklahoma City. Thanks a lot.
God bless.
Thank you, Mr. Hoffman. Appreciate that. And ladies and gentlemen, you need to meet people like Mr. John Hoffman and know that he's a member of Prepaid, but he's also an associate and a friend of the More Success team. You can go up and shake his hand, and he's just a genuine person. We're just very, very proud that he could be on our call tonight and to be able to speak to our team. But it's my privilege and pleasure to go back to Ada, Oklahoma, to a $250,000 ring earner, a Millionaire Club member, someone that I'm very, very proud of. But he's excited about some people on his team that achieved some phenomenal success. And let's go back to Ada to Mr. Jeremy Moore. Jeremy, are you still on?
I sure am. Can you hear me all right?
I can, Jeremy. I know you got some special guests that you want to talk to tonight. Go right ahead.
It's my privilege and really an honor for me to be able to introduce this next couple. You know, they've been in the business for a while now, but, you know, this last month they had some phenomenal success. They have, their team really stepped up and helped them out tremendously, but, they not only became executive directors, but they were able to go to bronze executive director because they had this gentleman's brother made executive director underneath them, so it made them bronze. And it's really, really excited to be able to introduce, Roger and Peggy Wilson. Are you guys there?
Yes, Jeremy, we are. Thank you.
Hi, Peggy. Well, congratulations on reaching bronze executive director. And why don't you take a few moments and to share you guys a story with the team and to kind of to maybe share a few words of what's going on with you guys.
Thank you so much. It's a real honor for us to be on this call with you all tonight. And we're so grateful for the support that we've gotten from you, Jeremy, and certainly from Randy and from Kenneth. You know, we've known y'all's family forever and ever, like 500 years or more. Kenneth was actually my Sunday school teacher, and we have known you guys to be wonderful examples of strong servant leadership, genuine caring, and seriously concerned about helping others. I've actually had my membership since 1985, sold to me by my parents, via Ken, and I knew as a public school teacher that I really needed protection beyond my teachers' association. I was a teacher, campus administrator, and central office administrator, belonged to lots of organizations, but I depended on Prepaid for assistance to protect me in my job. 5 years ago, Roger and I got married, we retired, and then about 3 years ago, we found that we really did have a little more time to invest in our Prepaid business. And it was something that we believed in, and we were committed to making a difference in the lives of people. We had a great recruit and associate in Manley and Barbara Wilson. And they went right to work building their team. They excelled and were great examples of what you hope your team looks like. The rest of our associates have hung in there, or they've come and gone, but we couldn't just seem to get out of the director slot. With the March challenge, however, and the bar set at 45 for ED, we believed it would be possible. And so with God's help and Manley and Barbara doing their great job with their organization, and then with the help of our other associates, new associates, Tony Martinez and Renee Sierra and Grady Wallace, we actually made it happen, and we believe it was a miracle, but we actually put feet to our prayers and saw some wonderful things happen. You know, we believed in the team concept. We knew that you couldn't do it by yourself. But it wasn't until we actually saw it happen in our organization that we realized that it was obtainable. We didn't get it till we got it, and then we knew that we wanted to continue to help other folks on our team get it as well. And I want to encourage everybody to never give up on sharing the story. 3 years ago, I shared the membership with a friend in San Antonio. He wasn't interested at that time, but about 6 months ago, he came to me and he said, "Hey, can we talk about that Prepaid legal membership?" And I said, "Sure." We signed him up, and we signed him up as an associate, and he was one of the legs that helped us to get to ED. So what I want to say is don't ever give up. Keep all your doors open and your ears listening. And Roger brings a wonderful dimension to my life, and he brings enthusiasm and commitment to our Prepaid business, and I want him to share a little bit of his story with you at this time.
I just want to let you know how grateful and thankful I am to be part of this amazing More team. 1 year ago, I retired after completing 48 years as a pastor. And for the past 25 years, I have volunteered as a chaplain for the police and fire department for the city of Cedar Park, Texas, which is in northwest Austin. I love serving amazing people all these years, and Peggy and I are committed to continue making a positive difference to people's lives and families. She's an amazing woman, as you know. She's the wind beneath my wings, and I'm just wind in itself. Prepaid Legal is the vehicle we have purposefully chosen. And I'm so grateful to be friends and indebted to Mr. Kenneth Moore and you, Mr. Randy Moore, and you, Jeremy Moore, for your amazing friendship, your excellent guidance, and your warmth and support. To us, this team is an extraordinary group of people. Peg and I decided, really, on March the 22nd, and we decided we were going to go over, go under, go around, or go through, but we were never going to give up until we reached to be executive director at the end of March. And with God's help and his support and all of our team, well, you know what it is? It's history. We've done it, and we've done it together. We believe that you got to do it together, and we got to stay in the presence of extraordinary people. We believe in telling the truth, loving the people, and sharing from our hearts, and lead them in the direction we want them to go, and they follow. To us, it's all about building sincere relationships. It's them first and us second. It will win every time. People out there I know are desperate for help and looking for hope and positive change and a chance to be somebody. We believe the membership works. The business opportunity is the only way out for some, and we are the ones to help them get there. We believe that we're just a beggar telling the other beggar where the bread is. And I just believe tonight that Prepaid Legal is like an open window, and it exists with limitless opportunities. We're on board, we're pumped, we're fired up, we're wanting to get to Oklahoma City as fast as we can to upset that town and let them know that some of the greatest people across the United States are gathering there for the greatest convention ever, and we're going to rock this nation and give hope where there is despair and give joy where there's sorrow and be the people that God has designed us to be. What a privilege and a joy to be part of this amazing team, and I can't thank you enough, and I thank God for his presence and his power.
Thank you for letting us speak, and we are honored. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you guys for being on the team. You are both certainly amazing people. Of course, I've known you for a long time, Peggy. If for people that don't know, your dad's the one that baptized me way back in 1959. So, and by the way, I appreciate you keeping that membership because, you know, that's made me money for 26 years now. That's amazing. Folks, right there is a good example of someone that won't quit, looking forward to helping people, and by helping people, they help themselves. And if you sell a membership, you sell it right, as Peggy's folks did, 25, 26 years later, you'll still be drawing residual income off of it. If anybody sells you residual income doesn't work, well, let them talk to Dwayne Bourne, which had $100,000 put in his account when he didn't even know he was getting it. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll turn it back to Jeremy and Randy right now, but I think this was amazing people doing amazing talk.
Peggy and Roger, this is Randy. Again, congratulations on making Bronze Executive Director. And Peggy, we look forward to hearing you at our breakout session. You're actually going to be singing the national anthem, so you can make Bronze Executive Director and sing. That's a great combination.
She's got a beautiful voice, Randy, very beautiful.
Jeremy?
Well, congratulations again, guys. What an amazing feat, and I know it's just the beginning for you all. We're looking forward to seeing you guys dressed up for the Black and Gold Banquet on Thursday evening.
We're excited. Thank you so much.
Congratulations again. Debbie, we'll go back to you.
Did I lose everybody?
No, I'm here. I just want to remind everybody again that, you know, it is convention week. It's an exciting time. It's going to be absolutely the best convention that Prepaid Legal has ever had with all the new announcements and all the changes that are coming about in Prepaid Legal. So you've got to be there. The breakout session on Sunday, it's not... something that should not be an option to you. If you're serious about this business, if you're committed to your organization, you need to be at the breakout session. You know, we're going to have Mr. Rip Mason, which is going to be the future CEO of Prepaid Legal, is our featured guest speaker, along with Mr. Peter Grunbaum, which is, you know, the longest serving board of directors that Prepaid Legal has. He'll be there as a special guest presenter. In addition to that, all the specials that are on the tool specials that will be coming out through the convention through Video Plus. They always roll out some new tools and some new specials. Video Plus will be at our event, so you'll be able to take advantage of those specials. If you can't do it on Friday or Saturday, you'll be able to take advantage of those same offers at our breakout session on Sunday. So that's another added bonus to make sure that you're there. But, guys, it's a phenomenal time. I tell you what, take advantage of all the information that you're going to soak up at the convention. But the only way you'll be able to absorb that information is if you're in the room. You shouldn't invest your time and make the commit to be there if you're not going to be in the arena getting the information. And one last thing for me before I turn it back over to Pawpaw is, you know, guys, this is a pivotal time in Prepaid Legal, and it's a pivotal time in your own Prepaid Legal careers. It's just, you know, don't be that one that looks back, you know, a year or two from now, and to see your friends and family that take advantage of this opportunity and the phenomenal things that they've been able to accomplish, and you're still sitting on the sidelines. It's time to get off the sidelines and get in the game, and let's all go win together. And, Papa, I'll turn it back over to you.
Well, thank you, Jeremy. And, folks, I want to tell you how much I believe in these conventions. I have already booked my rooms for Dallas. We haven't even got to this convention, but they threw it open for some people to go ahead and book in the rooms. I've already booked my rooms for Dallas, Texas, already paid for them. So I'm looking forward to that, even though it hasn't happened yet. You know, face the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not yet seen. Well, my face at that meeting, and I put the prayers to work, and it's going to work. Let's do this, folks. Let's go have a good time, serve God, keep putting him first, keep putting the family second, keep putting Prepaid third, and everything's just going to work out great for us. Love you, everyone. Thank you so much for being on the team. God bless you, and good night.
Good night, everyone.